Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of web scraping, specifically e-commerce data.
Woohoo! Scraping sounds intense, so what's the secret sauce? How do we tackle these websites?
Forget wrestling with HTML. The real goldmine is the backend API. It's how the website feeds data to the front end. We're talking product details, pricing, availability, the whole shebang.
API, got it. But how do we even find this hidden treasure?
Developer tools are your best friend. In Chrome, hit Inspect, go to Network, and start exploring. Scroll, click, and watch the magic happen. Look for JSON responses. Those are our golden nuggets.
Aha, JSON like a treasure map to the data. But what if the site blocks our requests?
Proxies to the rescue. High-quality proxies can mask our requests and keep us under the radar. Our sponsor, ProxyScrape, offers a fantastic selection of residential, data center, and mobile proxies. Definitely check them out.
ProxyScrape noted. So once we bypass the blockades, what's next?
Analyze the API endpoints. Decipher the URL structure, the parameters. It's like learning the website's secret language. Once you understand it, you can manipulate it to pull exactly the data you need.
So it's like hacking, but legal and ethical.
Precisely. Ethical hacking for data. And remember, Curl CFFI is a game changer for consistent fingerprinting. It helps us mimic a real browser and avoid those pesky 403 errors.
Curl CFFI, another tool for our arsenal. But how do we organize all this data?
Data modeling. Pydantic is fantastic for this. It helps structure the data into neat, manageable models, making it easier to work with. I see, interesting.
So it's like creating a custom filing system for our scraped data.
Exactly. Organized data is happy data. And don't forget to be respectful of the website. Don't hammer their servers. Pull what you need and be mindful of their resources.
Respect the server. Got it. Any final tips before we wrap up?
Absolutely. If you're scaling up your project, consider rotating or sticky proxies. And always, always model your data. It will save you headaches down the line.
This is gold. Thanks for sharing your scraping wisdom. Any parting words for our listeners?
Remember, the world of web scraping is vast and exciting. Keep exploring, keep learning, and most importantly, keep scraping responsibly. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. We'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.